He took a slow sip of his water.
I keep thinking about it. What was the question you wanted to ask me the other day?
His lips curled into a smile as he pushed up the sleeves of his shirt, his tattoos on full display. You keep thinking about it? Really? As a doctor, that's what occupies your mind? He grinned.
I like questions.
Questions? The alarm on his phone dinged. You have somewhere to be? He shook his head as he fished his phone out of his pocket.
Nope, it's just a reminder to send someone a photo of a venereal disease.
I blinked. I'm sorry, what now? He chuckled. He finished with his phone and slid it back into his pocket.
I know I bent the rules earlier, but I really can't tell you who the patient is. It's just something to get them thinking and to do better.
I laughed. You just told me who it was, and I stand by your decision wholeheartedly. Hopefully that will make him change his ways. A smile tugged at his lips, but he didn't say anything. I respected it. How are you liking the town? I knew all too well that small towns were an adjustment for someone used to living in the city. Just like living in the city was an adjustment for someone used to living in a small town. I had wondered if he liked it from the moment I met him. Judging by his attitude, I thought he didn't. When I moved back to Pinebrook, it was a hard adjustment. It was so quiet here. It was a stark change from the bright lights and constant noise of the city. I missed it for a long time when I got back. A few months. I missed the noises at night. When I moved into my cabin, I would lie awake at night, waiting for the noises from outside. All I heard were crickets and the water from the lake. Eventually, it felt relaxing to hear nothing before I went to bed. He shrugged. He did that a lot.